And then, so there was, Jeannie Branigan became Mrs. Cardinal.
Yes, she had seven sons and one daughter. Dad was the seventh son.
I thought it was seven children, one of them.
Oh, no.
So what is it, Bob? Alec.
Bob and Trick.
Jean, Jack, Trick, Les, and Les. See, Jack died. They had another Jack that lived with them.
Yeah. Yeah. So when did Jack die?
Jack died as a baby of about 5 months or something. Mm. 9 months. I'm not sure it was 5 months or 9 months. They just didn't seem to know what was wrong with them. They took them to the doctor. The doctor didn't know what was wrong with them. A lot of doctors didn't know what was wrong with the little babies, really. They just sort of expected them to die.
That was the usual thing in those days, of course. The idea you had six family, you could read five, you're doing extremely well.
And then with Dad had polio when he was little,
didn't he? Yes, well, no one knew it was polio or thought about this polio, but it was Bob that had been working with the Morse.
I thought it was Alec that came home with batteries and was on Bob's suggestion.
They gave it to Alan and he didn't seem to feel it at all until one day he cried, and they were always happy, all so happy that at least he must have had the feeling back, and they
put it through a car battery in a car coil.
Terrible, wrapping it around them.
You get a terrific belt off and put it through a coil, you know, like hanging onto the spark plug in your car. You get a shock, all right. You couldn't feel a thing.
And of course, he always wondered why he didn't have any knee reflexes, and it was only when I went nursing that I discovered that's what you lose from polio.
So that's what Dr. Edgar said. I bet if I tested you for your reflexes, I'd find them. Dad sort of said, well, I'm sure you wouldn't, but that's what we always thought about, that it was the polio, and it would have been. But to think Dad was a particularly good runner, well, he was quite good runner.
Yeah, well, you see, you're long.
He made a fantastic recovery from it, didn't he?
Just wriggle around a bit. That's all right.
Watch that
thing down, and I'll have this one down too. Is it going?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not
sure. Well, tell us too about Dad having diphtheria. He had polio and he also had diphtheria. I think that's a funny story.
I think, Elizabeth, you should tell that story because you're the nurse and you understand and realise how strange they were all aware.
Well, from what I remember hearing from Dad was that he had a sore throat during a diphtheria epidemic, and they thought he must have it, so they put him in the diphtheria ward, and he was there for a week, and they kept on looking at his throat, and after a week being in this ward surrounded by people with diphtheria, and days long before any antibiotics, they decided he didn't have diphtheria, and so they sent him home.
Yes.
And it seems quite amazing to me that they would send him out of a place like that, possibly carrying the germ.
Very germ.
And I thought that was quite strange. And then going back to the rest of his family, there was Bob. What did he do?
Was a postmaster general.
Right.
He was a postmaster. What is it?
Chief postmaster.
That's right.
Yes.
And he was
Rotorua.
And
then he was in Thames.
And then there was Henderson he was in. That's right. Eric was a carpenter.
He died, of course, a really young man.
Yes, in the war.
About 18, wasn't he? Mm.
Well, I think he was older than that when he lived. Yes, I think so, about 20, I think, or something.
He died
when he was 21, I think.
Passion one. How was it that Bob saw him in France?
He was in hospital.
What was Bob doing?
Well, you can relate that story, Mum.
Well, I just know that Bob
saw him in hospital.
Had visited Alec. They were both over together.
See, Bob was the eldest.
Murray got that old wrong. He thought that Alec was the oldest.
Bob was the eldest. And Bob and Alec. And Bob went to see Alec, and he thought that he was going to be all right. You know, he ought to wasn't going to die or anything. It's supposed to be some infection he got, and they didn't have anything to deal with it. And
because this is what we're talking about.
Yes, this is the First World War. And however, he died, he was a favourite with everybody. I think Alec was what I would take hear about him.
And certainly, Dad was very fond of painting.
Yes,
and he called Dad Little Jim.
16, I would guess, wouldn't it? Passion, that would be about 1916.
It was pretty early.
Yeah.
I've got that bracelet with the stamps of Cairo that Auntie Jean had. Did Uncle Alec buy that?
She probably would, yes. It was good of them.
That's what Uncle Lee said one time. It was a wee bit of a mystery that they used to get letters from Alec quite often, and all of a sudden they stopped arriving, so they asked through the church group to trace him, and he'd even been. Evidently, he'd been a naughty boy, he'd been put in a glass house, which is a military prison.
Mm-hmm.
And no one seems to know why. There's a bit of scanning for you, but I don't know if you want to pursue that anymore.
And was he in Cairo? I mean, this bracelet was their stamp.
Well, they might have gone for
Because I got Cairo the impression that he just missed being in Gallipoli.
Well, I don't know. I really don't know yet.
So I got the impression that he went there and that they were training in the desert, and then Gallipoli was over. Yes, and they went on to, because I mean, this bracelet is Cairo stamp.
Well, that's something I don't know.
Yeah. I got the impression I got when I got that bracelet, because I got that through Dad from Auntie Jean. And it's just a dear little bracelet with stamps of Cairo. And I was told that he was in training in the desert there, and they were thinking they were going to be off to Gallipoli, and then they withdrew from Gallipoli and went into Europe instead.
It could be.
Because how else would you get this bracelet from Cairo? Anyway, so that's Bob Alec Trick was worked in
Shacklocks. Yes, in the middle. That's right. And then he
trained as a motor mechanic. Wouldn't he be being a motor mechanic?
No, it wasn't Trick. Legas was a motor mechanic.
I thought Trick was basically went
through. Well, I knew him all the time, he was working in Shacklocks, and from Shacklocks he came to Milton to the mill. And he worked there.
And then
And
he died, and what year was it? It
wasn't so very long ago.
He was 82, wasn't it?
See, Bob, the interesting thing is that Bob is the first, and he lasted the longest. Yeah, he just died last year, Ian Ragney.
Yes,
what, 92 or something?
Yes, I think he was.
Amazing.
So when you say that to your people, your oldest uncle is still alive, and the second oldest one was killed in the First World War. People say, what?
Amazing. I mean, he was in the First World War.
Yes, that's right.
It's Bob Alec Trick.
Ern was in the post office too, and he retired as a...
chief postmaster.
But it was unattached, he was, because there was no chief post office for him to go to, and he just finished off his time in Hastings, but he was a chief postmaster too.
He started off with
Then he died in Australia, Elizabeth.
And he died in Australia.
What city did he die?
Sydney.
Sydney,
yes.
Who else was there?
So he died in about
6 months. Les was the name.
You saw not long before he died, of course.
Yes.
And Jean.
Jack
died when he was a baby.
Typist and that sort of thing. And Jack was just a baby of five or six months.
What year would it be that Jean died? She married Stuart and they brought up Stuart's daughter.
She died just about a year before Dad, really.
So she's quite
an old one. There's a group of them, Auntie Ivy and Jean. Yes. All those died within a fortnight of each
other. Joyce
died too.
She's only in her 40s, wasn't she?
She's 47 or something.
Oh, she is. Yes.
Goodness, as I approached that age, I suddenly felt terribly young.
Well, we did think of her.